Do you really need a niche? You might be thinking, Deb, what the heck are you talking about? Of course we need a niche. Every expert in marketing and business development and product development will tell you you need to niche down in your market in order to be able to scale up and grow a successful business. But let me ask you, do you really need a niche? Are you a specialist or a generalist? Just like we all have a primary care doctor who monitors our overall health and well-being, and when something is amiss, your primary care doctor will recommend that you see a specialist. And depending on your business maturity, you may need a coach who is a specialist or a generalist in business. And the same is true for your business, my friend. With all this talk about narrowing your niche to go deep in your market, I'm hearing some of my clients feeling very confused and overwhelmed about what they offer, who they target, and what marketing language to use in reaching prospects. And then I got to wondering, will narrow niching help or hurt your business? Let's dive into this juicy topic, my friend, on this episode of Life After Corporate. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. As a coach or consultant, there might be many problems that you can solve. For instance, change management consultants deal with gnarly issues like getting through major initiatives around technology change or cultural change around diversity, equity, and inclusion, or how to bring in purpose and profit with purpose and make a dent in climate change. Wellness can encompass any number of health-related solutions, including diet, exercise, mental health, emotional balance, or how you connect to your spiritual core. And executive or leadership coaches can take on any number of dimensions in the challenges of leadership. It could be becoming a more powerful speaker, inspiring and leading teams, or building better leaders, or creating a no burnout culture, or leading or inspiring a hybrid workforce and building a culture that attracts and retains top talent. All of these are expensive problems for people and companies, but without a carefully crafted brand strategy, without focus, without a voice that stands out, you will be lost in the noise and likely won't get much traction with your offers. And that will get you to wondering, what's not working? Maybe I'm not good at selling, or my marketing isn't landing, or maybe I need a cheaper offer that's easier for people to buy. So there's a danger when you start thinking that you have a sales problem, a marketing problem, or a pricing issue, because maybe it's your product offerings and your value proposition that simply aren't clear enough, which then puts you on a path to finding a coach with a service offering who can solve your niching issues. You can choose niche solutions to your problem, but if you focus on only one aspect of your business, if you go to a specialist without consulting your primary care generalist coach, you can get lost in the context and perhaps choose to niche down on a skill or strategy that won't give you the results you want. So in business, there are many levers to coordinate for a steady growth in building a foundation for a business that can eventually scale. There's your product strategy. There's your go-to-market strategy. There's your sales tactics. And there's how you build visibility around your brand. And when you first start out, if you look for support from a coach in a narrow niche, you're in danger of building a skill or strategy out of context for your business. So let me explain. There are a lot of business coaches out there who have a well-defined niche. There are speaking coaches, for instance, who can help you create a killer talk and killer presence from the stage that has people on their feet cheering you on, that moves them to take action. But if you're working with a speaking coach and you don't have a solid portfolio of service offerings that have real demand, where are those people going to go who you've inspired with your talk when they want to work with you? What is the path they take to learn more, get more exposure to your offerings, to your ideas? And why will they decide to pay for your expertise and bring you in-house? If there's no foundation to your business, it doesn't matter how great a speaker you are. The same is true of marketing. You can be great at social media, but if your message lacks clarity, or if you're showing up on Instagram and your ideal clients are on LinkedIn, what does it matter if you have great engagement on your Instagram Reels? And the same is true for getting great at sales. You can learn how to be great at pitching your offers, but if your services don't drive real results for your clients, you will always be filling a very leaky bucket. Which brings me to my next point. How did you come up with your offers in the first place? Are you 100% confident that people want to buy what you're selling? That's the basic foundation of business, that people want to buy what you're selling. And in this ever-crowded market of coaches and consultants who have made the leap from corporate to entrepreneur, that is the first place you need to start. And while the world needs generalists who can help solve bigger, more complex problems with a variety of skills and solutions, how do you buy from someone who has generalist skills? And what does it mean to niche down when you have so many applications for your skills that you don't want to leave any money on the table? Which brings us back around to how do you find your niche? And is a niche a person? Is it a personality profile? Is it a specific solution? Is it a messaging strategy? Or is it a sales tactic? Or is it all of the above? And how do you choose a niche to begin with? So let me tell you a little bit about my journey and maybe my approach to narrowing in on my niche, which really has been a lifetime career journey of entrepreneurship during the last decade. Maybe this will make sense to you because I consider myself pretty much a business generalist. I have significant experience in sales, marketing, and product development. I have held all of these roles in my corporate career, as well as launching and managing a $32 million line of business for my company. So that meant I have P&L responsibility. I had the care and feeding of a staff of hungry employees who were always wanting more from me, more guidance, more promotions, more support on the team, and more skills building. And as a coach, I have offered leadership coaching, relationship coaching, and market research consulting in the past. I'm a business generalist. I can help many people solve many different kinds of business problems, but I do have a niche. Can you guess what it is? It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't mean that I'm only good at one thing. My niching strategy informs everything that I invest my time and money in my business. It determines who I hire as my coach. By the way, I tend to hire business generalists as my coaches as well, and it informs what professional networks I join and how I market my services. My person niche is the smart and successful woman leader who has decided to make the leap from corporate to start her own coaching and consulting business. She wants to be in control of her time. She wants to be in control of how she makes her money. She's tired of dealing with the glass ceiling and wants to spend her time in things that she values and make more of an impact with her work. My person niche developed over time, both by observing who received the most benefit from working with me and who made the most progress and had the biggest results. And that tends to be a woman who's been a leader in her field, in the corporate world or in the nonprofit space, who likes structure. She likes step-by-step frameworks and templates to work from, and who embraces the need to measure her success and improve when she moves forward. So I imagine your person niche will develop over time too in a similar way, whether you work with companies or individuals. So that's the first type of niche is your people niche. The second niche is the type of problem that you solve. The problem you solve needs to be a path to a solution out of a pain point for the people you serve. Otherwise, you're a solution in search of a problem. I have a secret sauce that I've developed over decades of launching service offerings, and that is uncovering the gap in the market. uncovering demand for solutions that don't yet exist. And to me, that's the first step in niching down, is you discover what is the pain point, what is the problem that isn't being solved or isn't being solved well. And if you created a solution around that, who would be the ideal people that you would sell to and work with, who would get the benefit, the most benefit out of what you had to offer? And that's where your marketing needs to niche in. If you're speaking in generalities, no one will be able to sink their teeth into your tasty value proposition, and it's too generic. And that's when being a good listener and spotting patterns and highlighting new gaps in the market, new gaps in understanding, new gaps in the conversation. What is the conversation that people should be having that no one is having? And that's why we're having this conversation today about what is a niche? Do you need one? And are you a specialist or a generalist? And how does that affect your niching strategy? So I have two ideal clients and two value propositions as well. My value-based offerings grow with my clients as they grow. In fact, the services value ladder that I have that makes up my product portfolio was created by my clients. It was their demand for more, for different types of solutions to work with me longer over time, or to go from the basic business foundation of finding the gap in the market, developing a unique solution around that, pricing, packaging, and messaging it, and bringing it to market, to, hey, Deb, how do I get new clients? How do I grow my client portfolio? How do I grow my revenue? How do I grow my income? How do I become known in my field and develop a business that grows predictably? So they created the need. I just took my skills and packaged the solution. And if you're confused about how to choose your niche and develop your offerings, the first place to start is by listening to what people in your market need. Don't build an online course or program. Don't hire a sales coach to help you get super great at closing sales. And don't invest in a marketing campaign until you've dialed in the problem that you solve, the people that you serve, and you have a compelling and tested and validated service offering to sell. So don't go to a specialist until you have determined that you have a broken spoke in your business model. And the first place to look is your service offerings. Are you a solution in search of a problem? Or is there built-in demand for your solution and you just need to learn how to get better at marketing and sales in order to drive predictable growth? And if you're wondering, well, Deb, I'm not sure, which is it? I want you to reach out to me in direct message on LinkedIn or Facebook, and let's start the conversation there. Because before you dive deep into hiring a specialist to solve your generalist problem, what you believe is a problem, let's be sure that you have the rest dialed in. So do you need a niche? Yes, absolutely. Can you be a generalist with a niche? Yes, 100%. Your niche is the people that you work with. Your niche is the solution that you offer. It's also how you market and sell your services and what makes you stand out as a brand voice in your marketplace. That's your niche. And you can have generalist skills that you can apply to all sorts of problems that your clients have. But first, we need to choose the problem that you want to solve, and it needs to be a problem that has automatic demand built in from the market. And if you're not sure which to dial in, leave me a comment, a direct message, wherever you're getting this broadcast, and let's have that conversation. Because there's someone out there. There's someone out there who's waiting for you. There's someone out there who's praying for a solution to this problem that they're facing, and they simply don't know that you exist. So if you're thinking too broad and you don't know how to hone your generalist skills into a niche value proposition that people want to buy, then let's start there. Let's start the conversation there. Send me a direct message and let's look at your business model and let me help you diagnose where you need to focus your attention in your business to drive more sales, to drive more impact, and to make revenue growth predictable in your business. That's it for now, my friend. If you have enjoyed this episode, if you have enjoyed this conversation, if you are one who listens to this podcast every single week, I have a favor to ask of you. I would love for you to go to iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. The written reviews mean so much to us. It helps other people discover our show. It helps boost our rankings on the various podcasting platforms. And personally, it means so much to me. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I look forward to our next conversation in Life After Corporate. Take care, my friend. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.